Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Brian, what do you got?
McFarlane to you, my friends.
Whoa.
Every time I produce from Bradford, which is very rare, I get yelled at for my lack of energy.
I tip of the chapeau to you, my friend. How formal of you. All right. Anyway, it's different. Congratulations. All right, Sammy, what do you got?
McFarlane.
Okay. And Gordo, what do you got?
McFarlane.
Okay. And our friend Kylie, who's... here, just oh look at you! You know how to push the on button. Just yell McFarlane, Kylie.
McFarlane.
Oh,
that was really good.
I blew out the woofers and tweeters. Sorry. Oh my goodness, that was very good. That was very good. Live studio audience here for the Baseballs and Boring Show. Sammy, thank you for bringing along Kylie for watching how the sausage is made here. Excellent job.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
And also, you can take off because she obviously knows more about baseball and does better, McFarlane. Right.
Thank you for having me, guys. Take care.
All right. I like you personally. I respect your opinion, but it's your prerogative to leave. All right. Well, guys, I want you guys here. Obviously, this is the Baseballs and Boring Show. We're here for 3 hours, and I should say this, McFarlane. I yelled it from Polar Park yesterday on the afternoon show, which I'll talk a little bit about my visit to Polar Park, the Worcester, where everybody knows your name and nobody knows your name. And I'm talking about the entire roster, the Worcester Red Sox. You walk in there like, whoa, 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 what? Who's there? Who's left? What's going on? Where's John Brebbia? What's happening? So anyway, we'll talk more about that, but we get a lot to talk about all the way up until the pregame show. Who's doing the pregame show? Well, who's doing the pregame?
Joe Weil.
Joe Weil.
Yeah.
All right. So we got Joe Weil doing the pregame show. We're gonna play a conversation that I had with Christian Campbell. It's about 6 minutes long. You can probably hear it again on the pregame show as well. But I thought that it's enlightening, entertaining, informative, all of the above. And unfortunately, you're going to have to hear Chris Cotillo's voice on it as well, because the two of them, we both sat there and talked to Christian Campbell. One thing, fellas, before I get to it, and when I woke up this morning, I did not anticipate saying this on the show leading off in the first 5 minutes. Christian Campbell's jacked. Like, he's jacked. Like, he is noticeably, he's approaching full muscle capacity.
Wow.
Yeah, he's jacked. You can tell.
But he's not jacked like a guy who is sedentary and just lifts. He's athlete jacked.
Yeah, he's athlete jacked. Right. I mean, if everyone knows is athlete jacked, I know what athlete jacked is. And
so hold on, Rob. Compare it to
me?
to you. No, to early.
He's very similar. I was also sent to Worcester and said, just reach full muscle capacity. Just get bigger.
How's it going for you?
I can't, you know.
You look great.
5% body fat. Is that good? I don't know.
What's the thing you
talk
about?
That's actually what John Henry says. So you basically have to raise it by 20% because he said Pablo Sandoval, 17%. Get it? Yeah. Anyway,
iconic.
What? What?
The thing you talk about, the VH max?
Full muscle capacity.
Yeah, you have some term. I'll think of it.
Yeah, that's it. VH2, whatever.
I have no idea. That's
when you put the mask on your face and you run.
Yeah.
No, this is what we're talking about. They sent Christian Campbell. They said, go bench press. Do max bench press, and that's what you do. You're going to become a better baseball player. Anyway, we're going to talk more about him. That's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about the great game of baseball for all the live long day, all the way up until the pregame show. And also, in particular, the Boston Red Sox. And this isn't like sort of – This is a venting session. Like, we did the venting session last week, and we can do it again this week. We're kind of caught in between because they won last night. And I want to go, you know, the lazy way to do this, and we'll take the lazy way of doing it, but I want everyone to weigh in too, which is just the vibe meter, how you feel about this team. This is what we do. And we only have what? We have this week and next week. Gordo, you're not even going to be there next week, right? Correct?
Yeah, I got a cousin's
Get your
wedding.
Priorities straight. I know. All right. All right. So
but I always tell them no October weddings, and they took it literally and put it in September.
Yeah.
At the end of September.
Well, in case anyone doesn't know, Gordo, I couldn't even dance at his wedding because he was too busy talking about Red Sox stuff till 11 o'clock at night. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. So anyway, so we wanted just to like check in on the vibes. And the Red Sox, science and math would suggest, I should pull up the standings, I should know them off the top of my head, heading into today. When's Cleveland play today? What's going
right
on?
Now.
Right now.
They're winning 3-0 right now. Another game later.
It's crazy. It's crazy how much they win.
I'm sick of them.
Anyway, so they came in a game and a half. They own the tiebreaker over Cleveland. But the fly in the – not the fly in the ointment, but the out of nowhere, who are you and where do you come from team? The Detroit Tigers, forget about the Rangers. They're out, right?
Yeah, they're
the Rangers are out. Mm-hmm. But the out-of-nowhere team is the Detroit Tigers, who they were only two games up on Cleveland, correct?
Let me check on that.
Yeah, coming into today. Yes, I know this. I stayed up all night researching. Whatever. So
nailed it.
So, but there's all these scenarios. And all these different things can happen. The Red Sox could even tie the Yankees. They're still within earshot of them. All this, Kylie's team, the Seattle Mariners, they're sitting there. They're good. Who knows? Now you sort of got to root for, I think you got to root for, if you're a Red Sox fan, you got to root for Seattle.
Yeah.
Right? Whoever won that first game in that series, you got to root for Seattle. She's like, No. You can talk. Go ahead.
Yes, the Mariners did beat the Astros.
You
last
got a
night.
Good radio voice.
Thank you. Oh. I've been working on it my entire life, listening to NPR radio. All things considered.
Oh my God. Yes, that's exactly what you said.
It really does. Like,
oh my God.
Hey, can you do the trending? Hey, Brian, you got a trending?
I'll send over the paper to her when I
Yeah, can we please
it.
Have yep, her? Absolutely. Can we do yeah. Kylie do the trending? Not to take that away, not your moment of glory.
Must work for me. I don't mind.
All right. But when you get a voice like that, we can't be wasting it. Like, come on, let's go. All right.
I'll run it in before the break.
When we get to the Seattle Mariners portion of the program, Kylie, you're going to be dropping in, all right?
I'm so ready.
Such a good voice. Wow. Everyone, our ratings just went up. Oh, my goodness. So you have all these teams, all this convoluted situation, but ultimately what it comes down to, can the Red Sox win? And I've said this a million times this entire week where we're sitting there. All throughout the year, we've had shows. Oh, how are they ever going to score a run? What's going on? This can't happen. There's no possible way that they can score more than three runs with this lineup, with this construct. And the next time we see them, they score 16. And that's exactly sort of what happened last night. And I don't know how much of it was real. I don't know what the reality was. I don't even count that eighth inning because Wheels just fell off for the Rays and he just left that dude in forever just to take the Kyle Barrycock clock treatment. But still, is this the narrative coming off of last night? Was that people who are parts of the solution that weren't part of the solution were part of the problem became part of the solution? I mentioned Alex Bregman, I mentioned Jaron Duran, I mentioned Sidan Rafaela. Now everyone's going to focus on Jaron Duran's home run, biggest hit of the year. Biggest hit of the year. Congratulations to the Duran family. Biggest hit of the year. All right? But I still look at the way that Alex Bregman hit a ball over the fence, the way that Alex Bregman controlled the strike zone, the way that Alex Bregman looked completely different than he had been, which, by the way, going back to the end of August, he had like a 450 OPS. That's Alex Bregman. He is the get on my back, let's go guys guy. You had to find these guys. They did find them. So last night, that was a step in the right direction, but, it's one game. And you have how many more games?
Eight games
left. And so we can talk about Kylie's Seattle team. We can talk about Detroit. We can talk about Cleveland. We can talk about the Yankees. We can talk about Houston, whatever. It doesn't matter. This is all about This is all about what the Red Sox are, what the Red Sox represent, what the Red Sox can be, what the Red Sox might not be. That's what this is all about. And so I look at this, and good for them. Congratulations that they won last night. But this has to be what is the reality of the Red Sox right now? I think that's the question. 617-779-7937. There's two things that I want to get done by the end of this show. Three. It's number one, we have to find the reality of the Red Sox. I want callers to do it. I want you guys to do it. I want, somebody else like Hogdale, call in. What is the reality? It's the week of Hog, right? So let's go.
having a week.
Yeah, he's having a week.
Shout out to
him. And we'll talk all about that too. So what is the reality of the Red Sox? That's number one goal. Number two goal is to utilize Kylie's voice in as much strategic ways as possible in this show, and that's going to be with trending coming up in a second. And number three, I'm going to be honest with you guys. We don't talk before the show, right? Correct?
No.
There's no show prep. This isn't a show prep show, right?
I got in here, sat down, and we started.
I was listening to a podcast coming in with Jamie Lee Curtis, as everyone else was, right? Correct?
Yeah.
Today? And she was talking about how she just likes to show up. She doesn't want to rehearse. She just wants to do the show. I'm like, well, that's the Baseballs and Boring show. That's, you know what? Because our show prep is all week long. That's what it is.
This is what happens. Gordo and I will be talking about something. We'll have to cut it off. Save it for the show.
Well, you don't have to. I don't care if you save it for the show or not. I'm going to bring it up. The point is that, are you equipped to talk about stuff? Like, did I map out what I just said for the last 10 minutes? No. I had no idea.
Well, Rob, we're all equipped to – I'll speak for me and Sammy here. We're equipped to talk about it because, it's 24-7.
That's my point.
It's live.
That's not. We don't need the Google,
no
we don't need the Google Doc
prep.
To organize this,
yeah.
Right?
Our life is prep.
Okay, so I say that not to brag that, like, this is the best baseball show in the history of baseball shows, certainly current modern day in the entire nation. I'm not here to say that this is how it's done. But I'm here to say it's because I am also honest with you guys. I have never said you guys are doing a good job or bad job. I might say you good job, guys, after the show, but I don't really mean it. I'm just walking out the door. I think that's just his escape. Good job. But, you know, one trend that I have seen with you guys, besides the bizarre nature of the existence that you guys live in your own different ways, is that in the third hour, you all lose steam. That's the fact. You all lose steam in the third hour. There's a lot of yawning going on.
None today.
There's a lot of yawning. Hold on. No. Put your
hand. Has there been a yawn today?
No, don't get defensive, either one of you.
I'm not getting defensive. I'm talking about today.
All right.
Has there been a yawn?
All right.
Yes or no?
Yeah, this is how you start every show.
This is unfair, though.
You shot out of a cannon.
I yawn when I think about yawning.
No.
Now it's going to be on my mind.
No. So, Sammy, I'm not talking about today. I see you guys drifting off in the third hour. Kylie, it's your job to say, hey, listen, guys, don't get defensive, okay?
I got you.
Yeah, see? This is what you're going to say, my sidekick right now. This is great.
I will not yawn today.
Just agree with everything that I say.
Call me out of my yawn.
So I'm just being honest. I think there's a reason why you guys are here. The Playtesty guys, the Playtesty podcast, the hottest brand around in the world of the Red Sox fandom. All right. But I will say this. I'm just being honest. Third hour, you guys lose some steam. So that's my responsibility to educate, inform, entertain, and make you better, right? My job is to make you better. Alex Cora's job with the Boston Red Sox is to make his team better. It's to move Trevor Story up to the second spot. It's to pinch hit for Sedan Rafaela for Nick Sogard. It's to put Peyton Tolley in the bullpen. In my case, it's my job to make sure that you do not have the option of yawning in the third hour. So what I'm going to do, I sent Tommy, the producer, down to Shaw's and Star Market. And I am going to say, I told him to say, get the hottest Alex Bregman salsa that you can get.
Okay.
Right?
I thought you were going to go wasabi. I hate the taste of wasabi. I don't mind spicy.
I just
don't like wasabi.
Well, depending on the spice, we might, you're going to put it this way. This is going to be like a human sacrifice. It's going to serve multiple purposes. It's going to be, A, it's going to wake you up. B, it's going to entertain. And C, it's going to basically like be a human sacrifice, right?
These are the types of sacrifices that win the Red Sox ball game.
That's
we talked about superstition. this right here. I'm going to make a sacrifice today.
Here, there's AS, for the songs. There's AS and there's BS. Okay? Before salsa and after salsa.
Okay.
You're going to see a completely different show. You're going to see a, I shouldn't say show, because the show's always awesome. Completely different third hour, and also a completely different Boston Red Sox team. Correct?
Correct.
Right? It's science.
I'm putting my faith in you, Rob.
I've had two cups of coffee and a Celsius today, so there's no chance I yawn. It's like 300%.
Well, I feel like through all the things that I just said, Sammy's just been sitting there just being defensive the entire time.
Oh, I am, yeah.
Kylie, is he defensive about a lot of things?
Look at his body position.
Yeah, is he? Yeah.
I mean, he's that way 24/7.
Yeah, I know. He's always thinking, he's like, what do you mean? What's going on?
Especially when it has to do with the Red Sox or any Boston sports teams. I can't get a word in.
I know. Well, there you go.
This is all lies.
So that's what we're breaking you down to build you up. That's what we're doing.
That's
all right, so my point is we're going to be talking about the great game of baseball, the Boston Red Sox, all the way till the pregame show, and then in the 5 o'clock hour, then hopefully producer Tommy is going to be coming back with the hottest Alex Bregman sauce that we can find to shove it down your throat, and you have to guzzle it. And the other part about that, if this isn't going to be like a shot glass. No. This is going to be a lot.
No.
Yeah, dig
let's
in.
Do it.
I hate tomatoes.
Salsa, I can do this all day.
Listen, you know what you also hate? Them losing by one run.
I do. I hate them losing by any runs.
Okay. All right. So I want to get to you. I want to get to the callers. I want to get to what is the reality of this Red Sox? How did I phrase it before? It wasn't what the reality of it. Was it reality of the Red Sox? Yeah, what's the reality of the Red Sox?
Who are they?
Who are the Red Sox heading into the last stretch? I do want to look up. This is one of the things I do want to do is I want to go back to 2021 and see where they were at this time, because I think people forget that a lot can happen. We said a lot can happen in the last 2 weeks. A lot can happen in the last week. A lot of narratives can change. I go back a couple years ago in the Arizona Diamondbacks, the year they went to the World Series, they lost their last three games. And everyone probably like, oh, yeah, we snuck in the playoffs. It's going to be a bad, bad experience. Well, they made it to the World Series. So a lot can happen, and we saw that last night. So what is the reality of the Red Sox? 617-779-7937. We solved a lot of the world's problems in this first segment, but now we're going to continue the momentum. Kylie, with the trending. I know what Athlete Jacked is.
Here's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Boston Red Sox bats finally woke up last night in Tampa as they took down the Rays by a score of 11-7. Jaron Duran and Alex Bregman both went deep for the Sox, and they are back at it again tonight with first pitch at 7:05 with Kyle Harrison on the bump for the Sox. Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks will be on the call on the Shaws and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, Shaws. Go shopping. Get rewarded. Joe Weil will let you get started with the Mass Mutual pregame show starting at 6:05. The Red Sox currently sit at 1.5 games ahead of the Guardians for the final wild card spot in the AL. Cleveland currently leads the Twins 3-0 in the top of the fifth inning. The Patriots will kick off their week 3 matchup against Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and you can get ready for the game starting at 10 o'clock right here on WEEI with the Patriots Football Sunday Show with our own Christian Arcand, Megan Odolini, Chris Scheim, Ted Johnson, and Tom E. Curran. The New England Revolution are currently tied with Philadelphia in the 35th minute. I'm Kylie, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
All right.
Wow.
What's up, Jim?
I'm Kylie, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
All right.
Wow.
Excellent job by Kylie. Excellent job. Oh, my goodness. That might have been the best trending that we've ever had, ever. And I love that Brian's in the back. And, you know, why this opportunity was taken away from him to do trending, I think he extracted more joy from seeing Kylie read his words.
And, 100%.
Right? Especially the line about Joe Weil. What was it, Joe Weil? What happened?
I think she was...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Confused if it was Joe Weil or Joe Vile.
Joe Vile. Oh.
That is correct.
Oh, you didn't know if it was. Oh, that was your words.
Those were my words.
Oh, yes. I thought that was written because the reaction on Brian's face was so much joy. So excellent improvisation. So excellent job.
Thank you. I sincerely apologize to the broadcasters whose names I messed up in that.
Excellent job. But.
Joe Vile.
Yeah, and so again, Kylie, when we have to get the Seattle Mariners, we are going to rely on your expertise. Seattle Mariners, by the way, who are playing at what time? Or what's going on with Seattle?
7:10.
Okay. Just an update before we get to the calls about all things. We have the scoreboard, which are the Detroit Tigers are leading the Atlanta Braves. By a one run, 5-4 in the top of the eighth. We have the more importantly, let's be honest, the Cleveland Guardians, they can't lose. They're beating the Minnesota Twins 5-0 right now. So, and the Yankees play Baltimore tonight. Also, lineups out. Willy Abreu is not in it. Spoiler alert, he is not in it. That does not surprise me, fellas. Gordo and Sammy will play Tessie alongside. That does not surprise me, fellas, at all, because, you know, listen, you got to put on the compression socks on the plane to anytime you have any sort of leg ailment. That's science, right? So he flies down to Tampa, give him a day, then probably in the lineup tomorrow, I would imagine, if all things go well today, he can run around Steinbrenner Field. But lineup's out. I'm going to give it to you right now. Jaron Duran is in left field. Trevor Story is at shortstop. Alex Bregman, third base. Masa Yoshida is once again DH. And Roman Gonzalez, second base. I was going to say Chad Eaton. Chad Eaton, it was a lineman for the Patriots in the late 90s. Nate Eaton in right field. Nathaniel Lowe, first base. Carlos Narvaez at catching. Zidane Rafaelas, center field. And Kyle Harrison gets his opportunity to save the season as the starting pitcher. All right, before we get to your guys' take on the reality of the Red Sox, let's go to Hall of Famer Jeff in Watertown. Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. Jeff, wouldn't you agree that our demographic and ratings probably went up a whole bunch? Not went up, but improved a whole bunch with Kylie reading that.
A star is born.
Yeah, a star is born.
Wow.
Much like Jeff was so on point when he said that I evolved into the Lin-Manuel Miranda of the radio.
That's right.
Correct?
I remember that, huh?
Oh, my goodness. It was It might have been the best. It might have been the best. Yeah, go ahead. Continue. Go ahead.
No, you. When you first started out, you were very serious. If you're a meat and potatoes baseball guy, and then you just turned into a whole different dimension. So good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
But I got to tell you, for the first time, I got COVID, and I don't know what was more painful: getting COVID or listening to EEI in a COVID stupor for the week. Listening to all the callers and the Alex Cora talk and everything else. And there's this one fallacy that I just don't understand. The argument was going on the radio all week that if you give Alex Cora credit for when things go well, then you have to give him blame for when things go wrong. And I that sounds like very simplistic. It seems like it makes sense maybe. But when I look at it, if a Division III team upsets a Division I team, you're going to give credit to the coach because, maybe the Division I team wasn't prepared or whatever, but they were prepared and they did it, right? But if a Division III team loses to a Division I team, you don't blame the coach and say it's his fault. You say, they don't compare in terms of talent. And I still feel down the stretch here that this team is extremely thin. They don't have the power that other teams have. And Alex Cora has to do the best he can. Now, this has not been his best year. I still didn't understand why he pitched to Vladimir Guerrero with the bases, with first base open and a lead back in June. But, you know, there's a lot of things he did this year that I question. But still, in the end, you know, he's got to play the guys he has. And, Rafaela, you know, he's going to have one of those games where he goes 4-for-4. And then I don't expect him to get a hit now for another, you know, 3 weeks or whatever. It's just, you know, it's what you got. So you just have to, you know, so I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Yeah,
I don't understand that argument.
And Jeff, so we're going to talk about this as the show goes on, because I think it's been the topic of conversation for the last couple of days. I think it's for, let's be honest, for the sort of the people on the outskirts of really, really not taking a deep dive into what's going on. It's the surface level conversation. It's the easy one to have. It's not a bad conversation because it gets people fired up. You can put a poll about it and everything else, but it's okay, if they collapse, who is to blame, Craig Breslow or Alex Cora? And, you know, and I was asked that by Jones and Keefe. I was asked again by the WE Afternoons. And my answer in both cases is probably I would lean to Breslow. Not to say that he's done a ton of great things. And we can have this conversation, and I'm sure we will, because there's a lot to pick through with it. But my biggest issue is kind of along the lines of what you're saying. Have you seen the lineups that are rolling out? Like, have you seen this? He has to hit Jaron Duran. He doesn't have a leadoff hitter. He has to hit Jaron Duran at the leadoff spot, but he can't hit him at the leadoff spot against lefties, even though he hit the home run last night. You have the last game at Fenway the other day, that lineup, the last six guys, like, what's going on? And you're relying on a team that doesn't hit home runs. You're relying on a team that doesn't hit home runs to actually play small ball. And the only way you can play small ball is actually by moving the line. They can't move the line because they don't have good enough hitters. All these things. And then Alex Cora, now, this is an excuse. This is a reality. Is that now he's still trying to figure out exactly what he has at the most important time of the year. Where should he pitch Greg Weissert? Where should he pitch Zach Kelly? Where should he pitch Peyton Tolley? How long should he go with Conley Early, Kyle Harrison? All these things, you have to figure that out. And sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. But I don't think that if it doesn't work out and they don't make the playoffs, you say, oh, that's a fireable offense for Alex Cora.
Yeah. I think that's absurd. And you know, the other thing I wanted to – well, Sidán Rafaela – I mean, I love defense in sports, and I love defense, and I love his center field play. But, you know, in order to carry a guy like that with the lack of hitting that he has, you've got to have power in the corners. You have to have, you know, so you can carry a guy like, you know, back in the old days, Mark Belanger, somebody like that. You know, you can do that if you've got the right, you know, the right lineup. They don't have a lineup.
Well, you know who was that? You know who was that way, Jeff? Jackie Bradley Jr.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, and you had Mookie and JD.
But I think actually Debbie Bradley had a couple of streaks better than Sidán. I mean, my memory might be a little foggy.
He won the ALCS MVP.
He won the ALCS, right. So, yeah. I mean, so Sedan's not there yet. He's a better defensive player, I think, but he's not. Yeah, but again, you can carry a guy like that, and you can love a guy like that, and you need a guy like that if you've got all the other pieces in place. This team just still seems like it's a bargain basement kind of team, but at least Bregman's hitting some home runs. That's what we were saying last week. He's the one guy that I think could step up and make a run.
Yeah, and thanks for the call, man. We'll talk to you next week. I think that when you come up about last night's game, guys, it's, yeah, the Jaron Duran home run off that lefty, who was it?
Clevinger,
who threw the absolute cookie on the inside of the part of the plate, and Duran just unloaded on it.
Cleaned it right
good
up.
For him. I mean, that's what you should do, right? Like, that's what you should do. Mm-hmm. But it was, to me, it was Bregman. Like, I'm watching every Bregman at bat. I'm like, that looks like a different guy. And I'm not only talking about the home run. I'm like, he was really like taking a lot of pitches. I was going to say he was peeing on a lot of pitches, but he was taking a lot of pitches that were just off the zone. He wasn't chasing, and that was one of the things that Alex Cora said was his problem. Now, I still think his leg probably isn't right, whether it's his quad or something else. But you don't go from how good he was to not that good because you are fully healthy. That just doesn't happen. All that said, so Bregman, to me, was maybe the biggest takeaway. We're going to power ranking then sure, Sadon Rafael gets it four hits. Prove it to me that you're going to keep doing it. Yeah, sorry, you've lost benefit of the doubt over the last couple of months. But all these things are of the utmost importance. This is how it works, fellas. This is how this whole construct for the Boston Red Sox can work. We saw it before. But it's one game. Still, you have to prove that you can do it today, tomorrow, into Toronto, and now all of a sudden against the Detroit team that, yeah, they aren't playing well, but they have something to play for, which is even worse. So I want to get the reality of the Boston Red Sox from Sammy and Gordo of Play Tessie, get their take on this right now. Who wants to go first?
I'll take it.
Yay.
I keep going back and forth every single day. That's where I'm at.
That's not good.
Well, I feel like I'm reacting so emotionally.
No. Let's backtrack. Okay, I'm here to build you up, right? Take a stand.
Stand on what? Are they going to make the playoffs?
No. No. I just like you live in a glass cage of emotions, right? You're just sitting there. You can't do this to
What's
yourself.
What's that from? That's from a movie.
It's from Anchorman. The Anchorman. Yes, Anchorman. Thank you, Carly.
I have seen it.
Yeah,
I have seen.
You know who Will Ferrell is?
I do.
Okay.
What's the dog's name?
No, I don't even. That's not.
I don't even remember a dog.
That's not. All right. Listen. We're gonna give you the trivia of a question, and if you don't get it right, you're gonna have to recite something. You did Paul Bunyan. You did the miracle speech. It has to be something else today. Maybe why shoving a gallon of salsa down your throat. Who knows? What a show that will be. Anyway, all I'm saying is I respect. You can say whatever you want, but don't just be like. Sometimes I feel good. Sometimes I feel bad. Yeah, of course. That's what this is all about. I'm talking about the reality of the Red Sox.
Okay, you want the hard reality?
Yes, I want the reality.
The hard reality is that they're probably going to get in. That's not necessary. Like, it doesn't even necessarily mean they're going to play that well, but if they play even respectable ball, either the Guardians are going to lose some games, but if the Guardians win a bunch of games, that means the Tigers are going to lose a bunch of games because they're playing each other. If the Tigers lose games, then they're going to fall below you in the wild card because the Guardians are going to pass them for the division. If none of that happens, maybe the Astros lose some games. You're tied with them. You have the tiebreaker. If the Astros win a bunch of games, now Kylie's Mariners come into the equation. There are so many different ways for them to get in that even if they play mediocre ball, they're probably going to get in. That said, I still feel really bad about it. Even if they get there, I don't feel
good
about
it. So that's where I was trying to get to. Ultimately, we were trying to get to that point where that one sentence where you say, I don't feel good about things.
I don't.
There's no scenario in which they get in.
Wait.
Oh, I'm chomping at the bit.
Yeah, okay. Gordo, so you don't feel good about things. That's what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Is it?
They might get in. I still don't feel good about it.
Okay. Maybe this time... next week, when you're putting your cummerbund on for some wedding, right? Like, maybe you're going to feel completely different. Because that's how this season works. This is how it works. We just looked up. I looked up I promised everyone. I would look up 2021, which is a valid comparison about vibes, about reality, about how things can change in the last week. And people forget that they lost four in a row that last week. And obviously, it put them in a position where you had to win that last series. But four in a row, and think about that. After you get swept by the Yankees, and then you lose another to the Orioles, how do you think the airwaves were that day?
Awful.
And how about when you get in and you're playing the Yankees, who just whooped you? Everyone thought the Reds, and you don't have J.D. Martinez because he tripped over a base or whatever. That team, everyone thought they were dead in the water.
Yeah,
I've heard a bunch of revisionist history on this, by the way. I keep hearing people say, like, oh, we all knew the Red Sox were going to beat the Yankees.
Oh, no.
No. I don't think anyone thought
I was at that game. I felt sick before that game.
Yes,
I felt like I was going to
I couldn't eat.
You had a legitimate guy, and you didn't quite know. Yeah, you had Evaldi pitch that game, right?
Evaldi,
like, the legend of Evaldi was still building at that time, right? You had the 2018 thing, but you didn't know he was going to be as nails as he was throughout his postseason career. So the point is that a lot of crap can happen over the last week. We're doing our best to have the – I just want your reality of this team right now, because here's the thing. It can change tomorrow. That's okay. And I don't want to hear any players calling up from the clubhouse. I don't want to hear any executives from the Red Sox. I don't want to hear anybody involved in the Red Sox say, oh, yeah, you said this, and now look at us now. No, I don't want to hear anybody like that. No.
Yeah,
because we're all doing our best here, right? I just said, hey, you should have gotten Charlie Morton. Charlie Morton stinks right now. Mea culpa, okay? But at the same time, and everyone can say, well, oh, you know what? You wanted Merrill Kelly and look at Conley Early. Fine, but what's going to happen if Conley Early has a bad start? Like, we are doing our best to figure out what is going on right now. This is what this is. And this is why I ask you, Sammy, what is your reality with the Red Sox?
My reality, I'll go phase by phase with the Red Sox. The lineup right now scares me. You're being led by Trevor Story, who's been great, and Nate Eaton, who I publicly crashed out about just about a week ago. These guys heard it. It was almost embarrassing. You had Connor Wong batting sixth the other day, too. I have no faith in the lineup. The rotation, you're down to three solidified starters, and all three of them look like they're running out of gas, plus Connelly Early, who, I'm sorry, but who knows. The defense has regressed a little bit. You have Trevor Story, who may or may not have the yips. I don't know. And then the bullpen, Chapman's he's been great, don't get me wrong, but he hasn't been perfect lately, and I still, even though I've been wrong all year, I still think the bullpen's short. There's not a single part of the Red Sox I feel good about right now. But, the saving grace, like Gordo said, the math is in your favor.
That's what it is.
So it could all be a moot point. This could all be a moot point. Okay. Then you get to the playoffs. So, and then when you know how it is.
I do know how it is.
There's no scenario in which we feel good going into the playoffs. I'm resigned.
Okay, that's fair. That's a good take.
But all you have to do is get in, roll the dice.
There is a scenario where you feel good about going in the playoffs. I mean,
if they win all eight in a row.
No. It's not even that. It's like right now, everything that you said is accurate. Everything. Correct.
Roman gets a transplant.
No. An oblique transplant?
I would do that right now.
You would? Too,
yeah. I'll go to the hospital right now and get my oblique taken out or whatever.
We can do that. We have a knife. Hey, do we have a knife back there? We can cut off Sammy's oblique and give it to Roman Anthony.
Pat can do it. Just call him.
Dr. Pat's got
it. It'd be like the great movie Face Off with Nicolas Cage and John Travolta.
But Bradford,
same thing.
That's where I'm at. All year on Play Tessie and the Baseball's in Boring Show, I've been priding myself on, I'm patient. I'm patient with these guys. I'm the long game guy. Right now, all that matters is results, so I don't care.
So I want to come back to, there's no scenario where you're going to feel good going in the playoffs. You make the playoffs. That's not necessarily accurate because you don't even have to sweep. But everything you said, what I was going to say is everything you said was right, which was the top three guys. This is how the solutions are made. This is the foundation of optimism for this team was the top three starters, and all three of them look like you're running on fumes a little bit. Mm-hmm. Chapman looks like he's running on fumes a little bit, okay? You have some uncertainty leading into Chapman, even though Whitlock has been great. But after them, who knows? Then I don't need to say anything about the lineup. Like, the lineup, yeah, you can go on a tear, but is this what you're going to have? Are you going to be able to function this way? Like, so it's all good points. But at the same time, in this week, all of that can change. Mm-hmm. Like, all of that can change. So I will rebut that statement saying there is a scenario that you can't feel good about going to the playoffs. And ultimately, you know what? Who cares? Like, here's the thing, fellas. Who cares? It doesn't matter. And you get in the playoffs, said it before. You just said it. There's a million different examples over the last few years of teams limping in the playoffs, including the Red Sox in 2021, yep, and actually having a good old time in October.
So allow me to ride the fence a little bit.
No.
There's no scenario in which I'm going to feel good if and when the Red Sox make the playoffs. I don't think there's any scenario in which I pick them to win a series. It's just hard for me to.
It's hard
for me to honestly pick them right now. I'm sorry.
It's difficult for me to see the Boston Red Sox as currently constituted and say you are going to win a World Series against these National League teams.
Right, but
I will say this: I can see them winning a series against even this current iteration of them. I can still see them beating any team in the American League.
Okay,
sure. Much like the Minnesota Twins, the Oakland A's. If they got in the playoffs, I could make the case for them beating any team in the American League.
There's a difference between I could see any team that makes the postseason beating any team that makes the postseason. The question is, would you pick the Red Sox against anyone in the American League field on the road in the postseason if it started today?
Well, I think they could win, but then I think they could lose. I'm just doing exactly what you did before.
No, I'm telling you, I would not pick the Red Sox in any road postseason series. I say against any AL.
Until they took a first inning lead.
No, I mean,
then you'd be
excited.
They can't be.
If they win the first game, that would
change. I'm just mocking your reactionary nature. Gordo.
Well, I'm a fan.
I know you are.
I watch these games. This is what we love about you.
With
it. When Jaren homered last night, I feel like my neighbors passed out because they could just hear me screaming.
How different are we the way we consume baseball?
Yeah, it's great.
Wildly different.
It's also the way you consume air conditioning in baseball. Completely different. All right, 617-779-7937. We're going to be with you all the way up to the pregame show when Joe Vile takes over. Sorry. He texted. He said we could call him Joe Vile from now on. All right. Good job, Kylie. You have instituted a nickname for – no, I'm not. I wouldn't do that. Joe Vile is not Vile. Put that on the tape. Let it be said. Let it be done. All right, 617-779-7937. Be with you all the way up to 6 o'clock. There's a lot going on in the show. Already has been a lot going on. So join us if you want or just sit back and enjoy the fun. We'll be right back. This is Baseball Isn't Boring Show. Welcome back, everybody. Baseball's and Boring. Sorry, my headphones are a little wacky. Baseball's and Boring Show. We're going to be with you up until 6 o'clock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a spicy conversation, and if it isn't a spicy conversation, science and math and the human anatomy will make sure that we fix that, because producer Tommy has gone out for us, and he has done the Lord's work and paid for parking for the supermarket, which is bizarre. Anyway, he did what he needed to do to secure the straw that stirs a drink when it comes to this show, making sure that these guys have their A game all the way through, and that is to get salsa. But not only salsa, I didn't even know this existed, ghost pepper salsa. And, fellas, I know that, you know, you take, especially you, Sammy Agordo, play Tessie, are here. And I know, Sammy, you especially say, oh, I can't be affected. I can't be impacted by hot things, right?
Yeah, the only thing that bothers me is wasabi, and it's the flavor, just bleh.
Yeah, so, and Gordo, you do anything for the team.
I just hate tomatoes, but I'll do anything for the team.
Well, I can tell you, so this ghost pepper salsa should be instituted in radio shows everywhere in the entire world. Because as I said to you at the beginning of the show, I said, you guys, you listen, you got to pick it up in the third hour. You've been sort of like, you mean well, you like you personally, but also you just, you know, you hit the wall. Like you're sort of radio newbies, and sometimes that happens. So I'm just here to say, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Let's pick it up in the last hour. But just to make sure that don't get defensive, Sammy.
I mean, I did bring Black Swan into the mix last time.
I literally had to call Black Swan and say, can you come to the window to make get these guys amped up? But that's my point. This is like the Black Swan of this show, where we needed something to jumpstart you guys, and this is what we're going to do. Ghost pepper salsa. I have each given you a bowl, and also Kylie. Sammy's significant other, who's also, forget about Sammy, no relation to Sammy at all. She just came here and she's a star on the radio already. Did the best trending that we've ever heard. And written, by the way, when you get the award for that trending, Brian should get also. Brian should go up to the stage to accept it.
He's in the victory speech for
sure. He's in a victory speech.
Yeah.
But the whole point is that we have this ghost pepper salsa because we want to make sure that everyone's senses are at an elite level. And I can tell you that I have never had ghost pepper salsa before. And this is, I took a little dab of it. I gave you each bowls. A little dab of it. And it is insane. It is so hot. Now, we did the wasabi challenge. Everybody knows that last year. This is, compared to wasabi, this is next level.
Spicier, for sure.
Spicier. Absolutely spicier. So, I am still sort of, I'm number one, in the 5 o'clock hour, we absolutely going to do some sort of to contest or something to make sure that you know what's what to get you guys going, and we'll have you shovel this stuff down your throat. But in the meantime, if I sense that you have a stupid take or are lacking energy or are riding the fence like Gordo tried to do that first.
I did not try to ride the fence.
You didn't try, but you did a great job.
I did not.
So,
I did not ride the fence.
So if I sense any of that, you are going to be taking a spoonful of this. And you guys don't know you don't know what's coming here, okay? And Kylie, the next trend, okay, since you're here, you're part of the family now, okay?
Happy to be here.
If in the next trend, and Brian, you sign off on her doing the next trend as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm not going to step in the way of that after last time. Are you kidding me?
You're a great mentor. All right, so... But if there's any mistakes in that trend, you're going to have to eat some of this ghost pepper with salsa.
Absolutely.
While doing the trend, and you're going to have to continue to do the trend while doing it. Okay?
I can
wow.
do it. I'm game.
You come from a theater background.
That's correct.
This is like forgetting your line or somebody doing somebody forgetting their line on stage or in a show.
Yeah.
And you just have to power through.
Yeah.
Okay, see?
Done it before.
Oh, all wow. right.
This is confident.
This may be the biggest acting challenge of all time.
Whew.
All right, anyway, so we've gone through the reality of these Red Sox. We've gave through the lineup with your Bray who's not in it. This goes back to the phone lines. If you want to join, 617-779-7937. Our good friend Wally in Fall River. Hey, Wally, what's going on?
What's up, Ralph? A beautiful day in New England, but... I'm not in a good mood. I went out, I got some fast food. I'm going to watch a couple of Stooges episodes, especially the ones with Gailey, before the game to cheer me up. But I have no faith in this team. The party's over. Brooklyn fans used to say, wait till next year, we'll see what happens. I mean, they just can't, they're not good enough. We have to face reality. I mean, look at the lineup, Bradford. Look at the lineup. It's pathetic. I mean, Wong's in there, Yoshida. They should have been gone long ago. But I don't think they're going to win 6 out of the next 8 games or whatever. It's just be too tough to overcome. They don't have the horses. They can't hit with men in scoring position. Last night they were lucky. They got 11 runs. But, you know, they're going to have to win at least 6 out of 8, and then I still don't know. You know, I have no confidence in this team right now.
See, here's the thing, Wally. I respect your opinion. And you have every right to feel this way heading into this game, but if fast food and Three Stooges episodes aren't putting you in the right frame of mind, then yeah, you are in trouble. Like, that should put you in the right frame of mind heading into this game. It's like they just won last night, Wally. They have Kyle Harrison, who looked great in his 3 innings. Wally, I'm here to build you up. Let's go.
I don't think they'd go deep in the playoffs, even if they did.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Different conversation.
Different conversation, Wally. Hey, I want you to feel better about things, okay? All right,
okay, I'll try.
All right. Good to hear from you, Wally.
Can I ask you a question, Rob?
You may.
8 games. How many of those 8 games do you think the Red Sox need to win, bare minimum?
By the way, I took literally a minute dab of this ghost pepper salsa, and I'm still feeling it.
Oh, my. The thing is, I don't care about the spice. I truly just hate tomatoes.
Okay.
I'll take the spice because it'll distract me from the fact that I'm eating tomatoes. That's how strong it
is. And also, this is another thing it'll do, is it distract you from all the concerns you have about the Red Sox. But go ahead. You have 8 games left. Yes.
You have 8 games left. Because Wally was saying you got to win 6 out of – you don't have to win 6 out of 8. My question is, how many do you think realistically, understanding the math that we talked about
– do you have to win?
Do they have to win? Is it 4? Is it 3?
The problem is, though – you're right. It seems like you should be able to win those games. But if you do not beat the Rays in these games, then you're facing Toronto team, which I – listen, they might beat Toronto in the playoffs. Who knows? But Toronto's a more talented team. I don't think there's any question about it. They're a more talented top-to-bottom team.
Than this iteration of the Red Sox,
yes,
absolutely.
And they just put Jose – they had the luxury item of putting Jose Berrios in the bullpen. They just did that. They also called up this kid, Trey Yesavage, who is awesome, who they just put in the bullpen. It's basically their Peyton Toley. So you have to face this Toronto team. And then you have to face a Detroit team. And as bad as they're playing, this is the worst-case scenario. Because – as bad as they're playing now, they're probably going to be playing better by that time because that's how baseball works. And also, they're going to be playing for something, which is even worse. Guys, we all thought by the time that series rolled around, they would be like, oh, no, Detroit's not playing for anything. What do they care?
Yeah, we're kind of in this weird limbo. We have the Tigers game on behind us as we speak, and I'm kind of thinking the same thing. Do we want these guys to lose? I'm leaning yes, because that gives you another team that you can pass. But also, if you lean no, you could play them when it's like, I don't know. It's a weird.
Don't worry. Hey, one day at a time.
I know. Look what you're doing to me, Gordo.
Well, the truth is, if the Red Sox can take care of business, nothing else matters.
That's right.
But how much faith do you have in this iteration of the Red Sox with the lineups they're being?
You just use iteration. That's my word.
With this iteration of the Red Sox.
Okay.
With the lineups they're putting out there, how much faith can you reasonably have in them to win with the opponents that they have for these eight games?
This is literally last night, and this is one of the things. Maybe people can weigh in. Do they feel how much better do they feel? 617-779-7937 off of last night. But that's the problem, though, Gordo, is that you have last night. But still, when I hear the Ken and Curtis show, when I hear Lions and KJ, it's still they're still defaulting. It didn't put enough a dent in people's psyche to get away from who's going to be to blame more.
Well, it's one game.
Alex Cora. I know it's one game. But in the football world, one game means everything. All of a sudden, the Patriots go to the Super Bowl after being a crappy Miami team, right?
But it's their prerogative to be wrong to talk
it
like
is. That
like,
is correct.
Look at all the Bradfoisms in this
one. Yeah. The T-shirts are flying all over. By the way, that hat looks outstanding on you, Sammy.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. All right. 617-779-7937. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to break things down. I'm also going to tell you about what's what in Worcester because it is interesting. The Christian Campbell conversation is an interesting one, fellas, because if you have to find some solutions if you don't have solutions. And can he be a solution? Well, I didn't just like look at it from a distance. No, I went into the belly of the beast. I found Christian Campbell coming out of the batting cage. I talked to him. I talked to coaches. I talked to the manager. And I'll give you the definitive opinion when it comes to can Christian Campbell actually help these Boston Red Sox? That and a whole lot more. Be back after this.
Look at the lineup. It's pathetic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.